All right, I figured I'd give it a couple more seconds there. We've got NTN Doug, who's in and out, and we've got KF8 DRC Jack. So, all right, thanks for joining us, Jack. Thanks for everybody for joining us here. We'll start at the top of the list. This is KF8EDQ, Mike in Saginaw with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. We'll start at the top of our list, which is K8KCI Jeff, and then Dave, KE8PCQ is in and out, so KD8MMH you're on deck after. Jeff, what kind of power supplies do you run at home? I know you do some parks on the air. Do you run a battery? Do you run off your vehicle? What do you use for your power source? Go ahead.
All right, Mike, thanks for putting on the net, and pretty good one. I guess the simplest thing is I got a little Kenwood DC power supply, PS50, that I use at home. My A11H, it's got built-in, that's the amp. And then I got a to-go box, basically. I got a army box with two 10-amp hour batteries hooked into that with T60 connections coming up to you, and so I just plug and play right into them. I got two of them, and then I got a, a T-Fit 10 or something, and that's what I use, and I got a little 12-volt power supply inside so that I can just charge it back up if I need to. And then in the RV, I got a little 15-amp power supply I run in case I need it. But that's about it as far as power supplies for me. I don't know. I've been looking at switching ones, but really don't know the pros and cons on them. So that's about it. We'll send her back to you. It's KKCI back to net.